5% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am Coach Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. You know, as I sit in the studio, nice and cool and air conditioned, I tell you what, I think about the heat and what's going on out there right now. It is way too hot. The one thing that I can't say is it's humid. The humidity is just miserable. I don't know how these athletes right now putting pads and helmets on and going out there and practicing are dealing with the humidity and the heat. It's just miserable right now. But they're doing it. They're braving it. Some teams are going early in the morning. That's right. It's football season here in the Valley of the Sun. And, you know, it's football season. You got these teams practicing after school. But you know what's interesting is I was going to work today. I was driving past Brophy, and Brophy had their football team out there this morning running through drills and practicing. So maybe some of the teams have switched it up a little bit to get out and get their stuff done before it gets too hot in the day, but I know a lot of people are, you know, it doesn't matter because you're going to have to play the games come starting this week. This week is kickoff week for football, and so you're going to have to play the games in this miserable heat and humidity, so might as well get used to it. You know, as I look at some of the things that we're going to talk about today, you know, there's a whole bunch of news that's breaking around the country, but there is nothing more pressing than what took place today in Atlanta. And now all of a sudden the computer freezes on me, so it's not responding. But in Augusta's 80-year history, they had never allowed a woman to become a member of the country club. That's right, the golf club, Augusta National, where they play the Masters. And today, two women became the first two female members at the Augusta National. After 80 years, they have just accepted their two first female members. The first one was Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, and the other one is South Carolina financier Darla Moore. They're the first two women to get their green jackets when the club opens for the new season in October. So congratulations to those two. But here's a question I have for you. You know, and that's big news. It, you know, broke about 4:15 Eastern Standard Time, which is about 1:15 here. And here's my question. My question is, is it a big deal? I mean, is that like, okay, great, finally, or is it who cares? I mean, you got to look at this and say, okay, you guys have a private club. You wouldn't let them in. And why would you want to play, or why would you want to be the first two members of a club that nobody wants you at anyways? I don't know. Some people think it's a great thing. Some people think it's a horrible thing. Some people don't care. Really? It's one of those things where, does Condoleezza Rice play golf? And why would she want to be one of the first members? You know, I don't know. It's just interesting to see how, I guess it's a good thing times are changing and people are starting to loosen up on their grip on being, I want to say stupid. What was the purpose for not having allowing women to be members of Augusta National? What was the benefit of not allowing women in the club? Was it the last stronghold of somebody down south to say, no, we won't allow this? And now the question is, well, was it a bigger deal because it was the first member was a black woman? I mean, is that an even bigger deal? You know, I don't know. To me, it's ridiculous that it even had to come 80 years down the road. And congratulations to those two. If they wanted to be members, great. I think it's great that they got a chance to be members. But there it is. So we talked about it. Now it's off the table. I did cover it, and I can move on to good things. Now, I want to talk about some high school football because, like I said, the heat, it's ridiculous. There's a lot of things going on. There's kickoffs this week. This last weekend, we had some games kick off. We had the game kickoff at the University of Phoenix Stadium, which was Desert Vista versus Palo Verde out of Nevada. We had a couple Nevada teams here in the Valley this past weekend, and we'll talk about how our teams fared against those teams. And here's my question. Does the way our teams fared, does it really give a measurement or a measuring stick of how well our teams are playing against teams in Vegas? You know, are they a better state than we are when it comes to producing football, or are we a better state than them? You know, does that even matter? And how does that, how do you balance that out? I don't know. We'll check that out, and we'll talk about those games here in a couple minutes. Also, we've got some huge news coming out of Voice America Sports. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit, and Voice America Sports and how they're starting to cover high school sports just a little bit more. That's right. Ray Ellis, our executive director of the sports channel, is taking it up to a how nada level. He is going to take this and he's going to put it in a position where we're covering high school sports, and you're going to want to be a major part of that. Also, I'm giving away some tickets to a baseball game next Monday night. The Diamondbacks are playing the Cincinnati Reds. I'm going to be giving away tickets, and so you need to listen and stay tuned in so you can find out how to get those. Now let's go ahead and let's talk some football. I mean, we're sitting here looking. I'm looking at the schedule for AIA football right now, and we've got this past weekend we had four games that are already in the books, or five games that are already in the books. Borgay Catholic High School opened up their season with a loss. Oh no, I'm sorry, with a win over Sequoia Charter 17-6. And then we had Bradshaw Mountain get a W 42-13 over Walden Grove High School. And then at the University of Phoenix Stadium, we had two games. We had Mopa Valley out of Nevada playing Blue Ridge, and Blue Ridge got the W 23-14 there. And then Palo Verde, big game. This is a huge game. Evidently, Palo Verde is like the second or third best team in Nevada. Bishop Gorman couldn't make the trip this year, so Desert Vista went in-house to the University of Phoenix Stadium and claimed their second trophy in that stadium in, what, 8 months, 7 months, or whatever it was. And they got the win 20-10 over Palo Verde. Now, you know, it's funny because I said earlier, well, let me talk about one more score, and then we'll go back to the Desert Vista game. South Point Catholic took on Crispy Carmente, Carmelite out of California, and South Point fell 35-20. Crespi's a very good, very good football team. They've got a great basketball program as well, but Crespi got the win that night over South Point Catholic. Now let's go back to the Desert Vista and Palo Verde game. Now Desert Vista and Palo Verde, that game was a very sluggish. You know, it's like in this preseason, you've got all the kinks have to get worked out in these early games. That's why I'm not a big fan of this big blowout game where we, you know, put like Desert Vista against Palo Verde, or Bishop Gorman comes in and plays Hamilton, because that first game of the year, there's always this level of penalties, mistakes, you know, sluggishness, turnovers, things that take place because it's the first game of the season. And that preseason game is meant to kind of tune you up and get you into your rhythm, so that in the middle of the season, you're starting to, you know, really get a rhythm going, and you're at their peak towards the end and you hit the playoffs. Well, this first couple games, it's like, it's really rough. So when I posed the question earlier about how our teams did against the teams in Nevada this past week, and I said, are we putting together a better product on the football field than Nevada because we came out with two wins? That's a hard question to answer. Why? Because it's so dang early in the season. But there's so many people who put so much emphasis on, yes, we got that win, so we are better. We've got better teams. We've got better talent. Look, it's so early in the season. You can't even start. I know that all the preseason hype about teams, Desert Vista is going to be a very, very good team in the middle of the season and towards the end of the season. They're going to have a stellar season. I see that team being one of the definite top teams in the state. Now, opening up against Palo Verde, they didn't look so good. They weren't sharp. I think their quarterback really has a potential to be a very good quarterback this season. I like a lot of the things that they run. I like some of the stuff that they've got put together this season. So it's going to be interesting to see how they shake out as the season progresses. Last week, if you listen to the show, I had Kyle Odegaard on the show, and we were talking about his rankings in the East Valley East Valley Tribune top 10 rankings. You need to go to East Valley, eastvalleytrib.com and look at the top 10 rankings and see a breakdown of each one of those teams, because they did a really good job and a solid breakdown. And you can even listen to last week's show and get a feel for how the East Valley Tribune is ranking these teams. And Desert Vista is definitely one of the top teams in the state. So it's going to be fun to see how this season develops. Now, another team that's going to be one of the teams to watch this year definitely plays on the 22nd, which is what, Wednesday night, which is kind of an odd time to play. But Brophy College Prep opens their season at Mountain Ridge Wednesday at 7 o'clock. You're going to want to get out there and take a look at Brophy College Prep. They've got a speedster by the name of Devon Allen. This kid burns it up in the hurdles. He's a fast kid on the track. He's got great hands from what I heard. There's a whole bunch of D1 schools all over him. And I know that his pops is a loyal listener to the show, so shout out to you. So Brophy plays on Wednesday night. You definitely want to get out there and check out Brophy. Tempe at McClintock on Thursday night is a kickoff game. Tempe versus McClintock at 7 o'clock. Then you've got Siena for all of our people down in Tucson, Cienega at Sabino Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And that wraps up the Thursday night games. And then you have Friday night, we have the big kickoff. That's when everybody's kicking it off and starting to play. Friday night, the 24th, Walden Grove at Wilcox, Scottsdale Prep at Cibicu, Mesa Prep at Phoenix Country Day. Those are going to be earlier games, actually. We've got several 4 o'clock games, some 5 o'clock games, and I wonder why they're doing that, maybe to beat the heat. Then you've got Gilbert at Desert Ridge at 7 o'clock, Tohono O'odham at Patagonia Union, 7 o'clock, Flowing Wells at Saharita, 7 o'clock. Let's see here. Nogales at Catalina Magnet, 7 p.m. Ray at Superior High School, 7 p.m. Greenway at Sunrise Mountain at 7 o'clock. Round Valley at Alchese, 7 o'clock. Duncan at Valley Union at 7 o'clock. And you can check out some of these games on AIA365.com. One of the ones I want to talk about here real quick, Saguaro at Paradise Valley at 7 o'clock. This is going to be a good matchup, and the reason this is going to be a good matchup, because you have a new head coach taking over the Saguaro Sabercats, and it's going to be the debut of his new system, and there's lots of talent left over. After Coach Saunders took off to ASU, and he's now coaching over there, after he left the program, he left it stacked and racked, ready to go. So we'll see. And, you know, after 5 out of 6 state championships, we'll see how the new coach stacks up and takes his team and rolls into the season. And this is his debut on Friday night, Saguaro at Paradise Valley. I may stop in and see some of that game Friday night. Oh, wait. No, I won't. I'll tell you why I won't be at that game when we come back after this break. This is the Coach's Corner, and I am the coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in a few.
Flagship station for sports. Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. And right now we're talking about AIA football and the upcoming schedule. I've given you several games. I told you one of the games I think that's going to be hot to watch is the Saguaro at Paradise Valley game. That's going to be a good one. And then as I look at the schedule, you know, I'd love to be at that game, but I'm not going to be able to because this Friday, that's right, I get to make a big announcement right now. This Friday, Dobson at Westwood. That's right, Dobson at Westwood will be covered for the first time by Voice America Sports Live. That's right, I'll be doing the color commentary, and we'll have a play-by-play guy there that's going to be working side-by-side with me, and we're going to be talking football during the game on the Voice America, not radio network. Now listen up. Voice America TV is going to be putting a feed in, and you'll be able to watch Voice America TV football. High school football. That's right. We're going to start covering sports via the TV network. So if you go to voiceamerica.tv, you'll see that we have some television content. There's channels there that you can select. What you do is you select the sports channel, and then there's content there. Now, here's some things that are going on now, just so you know, and I'll be tweeting what's going to happen as the week goes on, but I wanted to give you the information now so you're prepped and ready to go. But this Friday, I'm going to be at Westwood High School. I'll be doing the color analyst. I'll be a color analyst for the first Voice America partnership with Mesa Schools. We're going to be covering the game via television. That's right, television coverage. And so you can watch it. It'll either be on voiceamerica.tv or it will be on the Mesa website, the Mesa Sports website. I will tweet out the exact address. There's some technical things that they're working on right now to figure out. Either way, if you go to voiceamerica.tv, you can watch the game. I believe it'll be on Saturday. You'll have the stream. You'll be able to see it archived, okay? But from that point forward, we're going to be trying to cover games live on Voice America TV. So that's right. We'll pick a game of the week and then we'll be televising it live on television. Now, here's the thing I want you to do, because this could be huge. This could be huge. Your school could get coverage. We could get a lot of things going on. I want you to send me an email at Coach Lovely, L-O-V-E-L-Y, at gmail.com, and tell me that you want your school covered by Voice America TV, and then we'll figure out all the particulars and see what's what, see if you guys already have coverage. I know Scottsdale's got some coverage, and so we're probably going to look to partner up with some of the Scottsdale schools and do some football games live on Voice America TV. And this is just the precursor, because I tell you what, you know the coach is going to be looking to do this during basketball season. You know that's going to happen. That's right. So if you want your school covered, make sure that you hit me up at coachlovely@gmail.com. You need to follow me on Twitter so you can find out the information. You can watch this on your cell phone. You can watch it on your computer at home. You can watch it if you got one of those smart televisions. If you got DirecTV, you can go to the internet on your DirecTV menu and you can watch it on your big screen TV. That's right. Hey, and if you're a football player that's playing and you can't watch it, tune in the next day when it's up archived and you can listen to the color commentary, play by play, see yourself on TV and the whole bit. This is going to be big. Now, understand something. This is the first time we've done it. So this is kind of what Ray's calling our soft launch. We're just kind of getting a feel for how the technology is going to work with Mesa and how we're going to do all this. But it's still going to be quality, but it's new. So tune in, stick with it, and see what happens, because I tell you what, there's some very exciting conversations going on right now in the back rooms about where this is going to go. If the numbers are there, if you guys are watching the show, there are some very exciting things coming your way. And I definitely think you want to support this venture. So follow me. I'm at Coach Lovely on Twitter. Send me an email about your high school and whether or not you want your school to be a part of something like this. That's why I won't be able to go to the Saguaro Paradise Valley game. But I'm going to be hearing a lot about what's going on across the valley. All right, now, some other games that you need to take note of. Maricopa at Williamsfield. That's going to be a good game Friday night at 7 o'clock. South Point Catholic at Chaparral. Chaparral's another team that is rebuilding with a brand-new coach, brand-new system, brand-new style, because Coach Regal went down to the U of A. We've got some changes happening down at both the universities, the University of Arizona and ASU, and then up at NAU, man, I tell you what, with the new athletic director up there, Dr. Lisa Campos, and the football program and the basketball program and the women's basketball program, I tell you what, NAU has got some stuff going on. U of A, hiring Rich Rod down there, man, talk about big stuff. And then ASU, of course, hiring Todd Graham. At first, I wasn't quite sure about it, but the more and more I hear about this coach, the more and more excited I am about what ASU football could look like. But I'm going to tell you something. Hopefully the man stays put. He does have a wandering history. So hopefully he stays put and builds a program there. There's a lot of kids there that are local, which is something that's new for the Valley. A lot of local athletes. He came in and scooped up some serious athletic talent from the local area. And hopefully he'll build a program and put some butts in the seats and stay put. Okay, so now Santa Rita at Buena. That's a big game down there. Then you've got Centennial over at Sandra Day O'Connor. That's huge, because I think Sandra Day O'Connor is going to be a decent football team this year. Pinnacle is going to be good. Centennial. I'm sorry. Centennial is at Raymond Kellis. That's what I was just talking about. And Centennial has been a nationally ranked team for a couple years in the past. Last year we're down just a little bit, but they're always good, so that's going to be a good game to check out. Higley at Carl Hayden, also. Tempe Prep, Borgate Catholic, Friday night 7. Let's see here. Marcos Denise at Notre Dame Prep. Hamilton is going to open up against Mountain Point. We'll see if Hamilton is going to be able to reclaim that number one spot that the East Valley Tribune seemed to put Brophy Prep in. Brophy College Prep is the number one ranked team going into the preseason. So we'll see what happens there. All right, now, I want to give away some tickets. I want to give away some tickets to the Diamondback game. And the best way for me to give some tickets away to the Diamondbacks game is I want you to like my Facebook page. You do that, I'll give you a set of four tickets. Four tickets, that's right, four tickets to the Arizona Diamondbacks game Monday the 27th. Like the Facebook page, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick one of the new likes, because you know how it tells you how many new people you have liked. You like the Facebook page, and I will give away four tickets to you, so you can take you and three of your friends to the Arizona Diamondback game on Monday the 27th. So hit up the Facebook page, and I'll do that. Now, you know, I want to talk real quick about college football and some things that are going on college football-wise. You know, one of the things about Arizona is that we have put out some great football players out of Arizona high school-wise that are now sitting in college. And it's going to be interesting. I know several kids that right now are freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and they're waiting their turn to get on the field. And I just want to talk real quickly about a couple that could make an impact this year. And it's going to be interesting to see how they shake out. Up at NAU, one of my former players, Drew Emanuel, is a tight end. He played basketball for me over at Highland High School, and he's at NAU. And this is his junior season, and I know that he's just gotten huge. He's getting a lot of pub up there at NAU, and I'm hoping he's going to get some significant playing time and maybe get some good stuff happening there. Also over at UCLA, we've got Brent Huntley out of Chandler High School, a stud quarterback here that put up some serious numbers while he was here and has been at UCLA, but this is now his freshman year because he redshirted. Then we've got also over at University of Wyoming, former quarterback, guest of the show, who is a former student of mine, Colby Kierkegaard, who's a former Arcadia quarterback who put up some big numbers over at University of Wyoming and is battling right now for a starting spot. So it's going to be kind of fun to watch and see how those three in particular, you know, make their way in the college game this season. I'll be paying close attention to those guys. And if you've got a kid or if you've got a former athlete that is playing at the college level and is on the verge of getting a lot of playing time and he's going to make an impact or she's going to make an impact in her sport, hit me up, coachlovely@gmail.com, so I can talk about them. I can talk about what they did with you. I can bring you on the show. We can talk about what they're doing now, get them on the show if their practice time allows for it, and talk to them about what they're going through now, because I know some of the young athletes listening to the show need to hear from some of the athletes that are there making it happen now what they need to do. As a matter of fact, I was trying desperately today to get one of the Olympians on the show, and when we can connect again, I'm going to get that done. So hopefully next week I'll be able to get that done, and then I'm going to have her talk about her experience in the Olympics in London, what it took to get there, and you know, how she had to go from high school here locally to the college and then to the Olympic stage, and what it was like to perform at that level. So I always am looking for input from you, the listeners and coaches, about your athletes. So let's get that done. ArizonaCentral.com has listed Arizona's top 10 football players by position. Today that got listed, so you might want to go to azcentral.com, go to the prep section, the sports section of high school, and you can look at the top 10 positions by player. It's going to be interesting to see how these kids do this year. There's several stud athletes that could make some serious impact, but if you want to take a look at that, that's on the arizonacentral.com webpage. Now, before we go to break, because we're going to go to break here real quickly, let's see here. What was I going to do? It just disappeared. Oh, I know. I got to talk about this. Kobe Bryant. You know what? I'm going to save it. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. But we've talked about the Lakers. How they picked up Dwight Howard, Steve Nash. Pau Gasol blew up over there in the Olympics. Kobe did real well over in the Olympics. And now you've got those four guys all wearing Laker jerseys. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of people here who are Suns fans who are hating on the Lakers. And you know what? I feel you. I get what you're saying. But here's the thing. You're going to have to drink the lemonade because towards the middle and end of the season, those guys are going to kick into form. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Kobe right now that has me thinking that the Lakers have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Loveland. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Loveland. You know, right before we went to the break, I was talking about the Lakers, and I was talking about the big moves that the Lakers made during the offseason, signing Steve Nash away from the Suns, picking up Dwight Howard, and then having Pau Gasol really have the dude went off in the Olympics and played real well. And I think that with the ability of with his ability and not having to play the big man post, the big man role, with Dwight Howard there, I think that Pau Gasol is going to have a very strong season this year. But then again, everybody's still saying, oh, it's not enough. So it's not enough. Oh, it's not enough. Kobe's getting old. Kobe's getting old, blah, blah, blah. You know what? If you haven't seen this, you need to go online and you need to go to Yahoo and you need to do the search. Kobe Bryant scores 68 points in the second half of a charity game. Kobe Bryant, that's right, Kobe Bryant went off for 68 points in 15 minutes in a Sprite China annual charity basketball game, sponsored by Sprite. Now, here's the thing. You could tell me, oh, well, you know, they weren't playing hard defense. Oh, they weren't doing it. Look, man, if you step on the court and can put 68 points on the board in 15 minutes, that is just ridiculous. I think Kobe has a chip on his shoulder and is looking to prove something because, you know, everybody talked about how this Olympic team, and we're going to talk about the Olympic basketball team here in a second. That just kind of hit me here too. But they talked about how this Olympic team, when they went and they won the gold, the torch was passed to LeBron. Now he is the best basketball player in the NBA, and Kobe is now on the down swing of his career, and he's old and this, that, and the other. And then I think Kobe got tired of hearing all this nonsense and, you know, kind of went off because he didn't have to go off when he was with the Olympic team. That wasn't his role. He didn't need to do that. He just played the game. I mean, he had one half where he went off and kind of scored, what was it, 20 points in the third quarter of one game or something crazy like that. And then when he went back into the locker room, they greeted him with the cup saying, hey, man, we need to drug test you because that's insane. Okay. So like D said during the break, man, he probably came off the court and they said, okay, here's your cup. Because I tell you what, Kobe, 68 points in 15 minutes. That's crazy. There's some high school teams can't score 68 points in 40 minutes. Okay, and that's multiple players. One player going off for 68 points in 15 minutes is nuts. And I tell you what, if Kobe is coming back healthy and with a little bit of chip on his shoulder and happy to have a big that's going to dominate, because you know what? Whatever you want to say about Dwight Howard's mental approach the last couple years with Orlando, you know what? It is what it is. It's a business, and I'm not a big fan of the attitudes. I'm not a big fan of, you know, trade me or I'm not going to do it. I'm not a fan of that, and those of you who know me know that. But the bottom line is the kid can play the game. Dwight Howard is a big that has a presence. If you go to the hole against a seven-footer that's played in the NBA, you understand how hard it is to get a shot off. Dwight Howard is one of those guys that it makes even harder. Okay, I had my shot rejected by Mark Eaton, a seven-footer out of UCLA, and then went on to play for the Utah Jazz for several years. I remember going to the hole against him. He sent my shot back to half court like it was an out-of-bounds play. Okay? Playing against a guy that level, that size, Dwight Howard can be dominant. And in the Lakers dynasty, in their history, he will be one of the top five centers that the Lakers have ever had. So with that in mind, you've got Kobe Bryant playing now with another dominant center in the twilight of his career. So he started out with Shaq, got a couple rings, then had to play with Bynum and Gasol, got a couple rings. Now that he's got towards the end of his career, Dwight Howard coming in, can he get two more? I don't know. But with Steve Nash bringing the ball up the court, not having to have that pressure, bringing the ball up the court, giving him the chance, giving Kobe the chance to come up the court as a delay or ahead, secondary break possibly, Steve Nash penetrating, turning around and kicking it out, and Kobe being able to attack, I think we're going to see some interesting things. Because, see, those of you who watch Steve Nash play, they talk about his defense and him not being able to stop people and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but here's the other thing. The flip side of that is you got to worry about being able to stop him. He can hit the three if you back off of him. And his penetration and his court vision is second to none. So Lakers are going to be a team to contend, period. I don't care. I don't care what anybody has to say. Lakers are going to contend. And it's going to be interesting to see how they match up with Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma Thunder. But I'm going to tell you in the end, I think that the Oklahoma Thunder are going to fall because they don't have a big that can match up with Dwight Howard. And people told me, well, the game's going away from the big. The game's going away. Okay. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. It proves in the pudding. We'll see. Serge Ibaka is not going to stop Dwight Howard. Just saying. Just saying, Serge Ibaka is not going to stop Dwight Howard. But we'll see what happens. Now let's go back to some high school football. As I look at the schedule some more, there's other games that I think you need to pay attention to. I think the Arcadia-Coronado game, that's going to be interesting, especially with Arcadia coming off of the late resignation by Coach Jim Ellison here, right like a couple weeks before the season started, a couple weeks before school starts, Coach Ellison steps down, and Lenny Epp takes over that program at Arcadia, and Coronado is – you know, they've been a pretty decent team, but they were down, last two years possibly, but that's a rivalry game as well, so it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Now, here's the interesting thing, too. This is the first season coming off of all the concussion issues that we had in the spring. You remember, I don't know if you recall, but there was a huge uproar about concussions and everything that was going on and the death of an NFL player and the brain being donated, and it was a big deal, and ESPN was doing episodes every night. There's four nights, five nights a week, they were doing episodes on concussion awareness and athletes suffering from concussion and suffering from PCS, post-concussion syndrome. Well, I've been talking about it now for 3 years, and now it's caught up and the national media is talking about it all over the place. So now this is the first season that we're coming off of all of that information and the deluge of information from ESPN and professionals and stuff. And now the NFL is really addressing the issue, and players are forced to sit out now, and high schools are doing post-concussion testing or concussion testing before the season to have benchmarks. And I mean, there's been so much stuff going on. This is what's going to be one of the hottest topics of the season. And we're going to be able to determine how teams match up and what happens based on the injury report at the high school level. Before, it was not really a concern of the injury report. Well, it was like, you know, oh, this kid's dinged up a little bit and this kid's dinged up. But for the most part, high school athletes, you know, they play week to week to week to week. Well, now with the concussion issue, if a kid gets his bell rung, he's out 2-3 weeks. That's going to change your season. If you've got one of your top players sitting out for 3 weeks because of concussion awareness, because of the fact that he got dinged in the first quarter or third quarter of a game, so he's not playing the next two games until all the symptoms are gone. And that's going to be interesting to see how it impacts the season this year. Arcadia, Coronado, 7 o'clock Friday night. Let's see here. Foothills at Seton Catholic, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Moon Valley at Cactus, 7 o'clock Friday night. Palo Verde High at Amphi, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Thunderbird at Desert Edge, the Scorpions hosting them, 7 o'clock. Sierra Linda at Glendale, 7 o'clock. Blue Ridge at Mingus, 7 o'clock. These are all Friday night games. Hamilton at Mountain Point, big time, 7 o'clock. That's going to be a real good game. Apache Junction at Campo Verde. Peoria at Apollo. Marcos Denisa at Notre Dame Prep. We talked about that already. Let's see. I'm looking to see if there's other games that are games you definitely want to see. I'll tell you what, here's another thing too. If you approach me at the Dobson game, if you come up to me at the Dobson game before the game, at halftime, or after the game, I will have Diamondbacks tickets in my pocket. I will give you 2 Diamondbacks tickets until I run out. So if you're at the Dobson Westwood game on Friday night and you want 2 tickets, come up. Say that you're a listener to the show, and I will give you 2 tickets to the Diamondbacks game Monday the 27th. Let's see here. Apache Junction opening up at Campo Verde at 7 o'clock over in the East Valley. That's not a bad game to go check out. Then we go to Saturday night. You've got some games on Saturday night. You've got Yuma and Northwest Christian, Joy Christian and Push Ridge. San Carlos at Sequoia Charter, Santa Margarita from California at Brophy College Prep on the 25th. That might be why they have a game scheduled on Wednesday, but why would they do 2 games in 1 week? It's an interesting schedule. That might be something to double check, make sure of, because it's marked here on the AIA website that Santa Margarita is coming in to play Brophy College at Phoenix College on Saturday the 25th. So they have a Wednesday game and then a Saturday game. That's kind of close, but double check that schedule with Brophy and make sure that's accurate. But if so, that's a good game to go check, because Santa Margarita out of California is a very good team. They're a very strong program, have been for years, and a very big school over there in California. Definitely a game to check out. Mountain Ridge at Basha is another good one that's on the schedules coming up the 31st. So we're going into the next week. So those games, we won't talk about those games coming up until later on in the week. Maybe next Monday we'll talk about those games. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to try and give away a couple tickets. If you're listening right now, I'm going to give you a chance to call in, get a couple tickets to the Diamondbacks game. I got tons of them. That's right. I got a lot of tickets. You want a ticket? Call me. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. every week on Kwame Lasseter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lasseter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. And like I told you before the break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get a couple tickets to go to the Diamondbacks game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer the opportunity to get tickets. You just call in 888-346-9144. And when you call in, D will answer the phone. Tell D you'd like to get a couple tickets, and he'll just let me know, and I'll have your information. I'll get you your tickets. So call in. 888-346-9144, and we've got Arizona Diamondback tickets for you to get. So call in. Now, we're going to continue talking about high school football. I mean, you know, as we look at some of the things, I'm sitting here, I just pulled up the AIA website here. The AIA365.com, by the way, they just redid their website. It looks really nice. It's a brand new look to it. I'm impressed with it. It seems to be easy to navigate. It seems to be pretty easy to navigate, and it's got a nice cleaner look to it. The black last year, I felt the black background and some other things didn't give you a welcoming feel. So it's kind of interesting to see how this works. Now, here's some things I did hear about just recently. Some scuttlebutt, basically. Coaches are still not real happy about the computerized scheduling. We kind of talked about that last year during basketball season, and actually during the end of football season, we had a couple coaches that were commenting to it when I had them on the show. And the scheduling is not pitting teams, the power teams, against each other, so it's kind of hard to really get a feel for who's what and where. One of the things that I don't like about this website as I'm looking at it is I can't seem to find, before we had division breakdowns, we were able to figure out who was in what division and look at that. And this makes it difficult. This website is not easy to, find that information. I don't know. I guess if some of you know an easier way to identify the divisions and breakdowns and stuff, you know, shoot me an email, coachlovely@gmail.com, and I'll take a look at it from there. The new website makes it harder to find it. This is a little tough. But anyways, I like the way that they have on the website the schedule of games across the top on the homepage. So you can look at, it's kind of got an NFL or ESPN feel to it, where on the top of the screen, you've got a bar that has all the different games that are coming up this week. And you can do it for volleyball. You can do it for boys soccer, girls soccer, or badminton, which is kind of good. I like that. It's quick and easy. I like the fact that they've incorporated all the logos from all the different schools across the state in the top of their bar. So the website's coming along. Now, Again, let's talk a little bit about what's going to take place this Friday at Westwood High School. And I want to make sure that, that you guys understand how you can find it. Let me go to the Mesa. I think it's mesasports.org. Let me check it out. Yes, it is. Hey, look at that. Okay, so it is mesasports.org is the Mesa Public Schools sports page. And it's going to be streaming the game, the Friday night game, which is Dobson versus Westwood, will stream live on that webpage. Okay, it will stream live on that webpage. But there also is a chance it's going to stream live on the Voice America TV page, which you can find at voiceamerica.tv. What I encourage you to do is I encourage you to follow me on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is at Coach Lovely. So if you follow me on Twitter, at 5 o'clock I'll be there prepping for the game and getting things going. I will tweet out because we'll know at that point in time if we're going to be streaming it live through the Voice America Network or not. If we are, then you can watch it on the voiceamerica.tv website. Check that out because it's got some content there already on all the different channels. So when you go to voiceamerica.tv and you scroll down, you'll see a bar that has channels. You just keep moving until you find the Voice America Sports channel. Once you find the Voice America Sports channel, then you can look at some of the content there. It's got some great stuff there from the NFL and the Players Network and the whole bit. There's a lot of good information there. The channels include Variety, Kids, Business, Health and Wellness, Seventh Wave, Motorsports, CEO. They have an American Business Person show on that, Soap Central TV, and Sports. The Sports channel is really going to start to come to life. It's really going to have a lot of good things going on. Ray Ellis, my executive producer, he and I have been talking for the last couple of years. I guess I've had a show here now 3 years, and we've been talking about what's possible. And I tell you what, you can help make high school sports get covered the way you would like it covered just by tuning in to the sports channel and listening to the shows on the sports channel or watching the shows on the sports channel and listening to the Coach's Corner. The numbers go up. People see that you're interested in high school sports. And the more interest you have in high school sports, the more the company is willing to put effort into covering high school sports. This could be huge. It's the first time we're doing it. So if you follow me on Twitter, I'll tell you if it's going live on Voice America TV or if it's just going to go live on mesasports.org. But either way, it's going to be archived on the voiceamerica.tv website. So if you miss it Friday night because you're at another game, Saturday you should be able to pull up the Dobson versus Westwood and hear the play-by-play and the whole bit. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the works. And if you guys can support this, man, you'll be very excited about what's coming up for you here in the Valley sports-wise. So, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Dobson versus Westwood. Like I said, if you want tickets to the Diamondbacks game, give me a call, 888-346-9144. We only got a couple minutes left on the show. Also, if you're at the football game, Dobson-Westwood on Friday night, and you come up to me, if you come up to me and tell me you want tickets to the game because you listen to the show, I will give you tickets. Facebook page, you want tickets. If you like the Facebook page, I'm going to pick from the new likes later on tonight, and I'm going to issue 4 tickets to somebody off the Coach's Corner Facebook page. So like the Facebook page. That's right. Trying to move everybody to Facebook and Twitter because that's where we're going to start trying to break a lot of news. So you definitely want to jump in there. We're coming to another week. We've got some football stuff that's really going to kick off this weekend. Hopefully you guys get out there. I know the high school students are really excited about it. This is the time of year where, the school spirit really starts to kick in and carry through. It's exciting to see all the freshmen are starting to get excited. People are starting to get pumped up about their football teams. And it's going to be fun to see. Football season's huge. It's huge everywhere. I mean, it's a little hot and miserable right now. The first couple weeks it is. But it starts to cool down a little bit in October. You know, the heat index drops a little bit, and hopefully we'll get some rain to take the temperature down and you know, shake some of the humidity, because this is ridiculous, isn't it? I don't feel like this is the dry heat that I signed up for. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and call it a night. Get out to your high school game, support your team, support the Coach's Corner by listening every week. Also jump on voiceamerica.tv, check out some of the channels there, and be ready to support the Dobson-Westwood football game, first coverage that we're going to have here at Voice America, and then hopefully your team will be next. So I want to thank you for listening this week. Remember, leave it better than you found it. We're out of here. Peace.
Game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.